Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Kalim Perig Yud Aleph Mishnah Beis. Kokli Matrish Yeshloi Shem Bifnei Atzmoi. Any metal keli that you call it for what it is, it has its own name. If I showed you the keli, you're going to tell me, oh, that's a spoon, that's a fork, that's a knife, that's a pot. But if I showed you, let's say, one of the branches of a menorah that has to be assembled, you're not going to say, that's a branch. You're going to say, oh, that's a branch that's supposed to go into a menorah. It doesn't have a name on its own. But any clay matris that does have a name on its own, in other words, it's not part of a different keli, it is a keli for what it is. Lashon of the Batanura, it is yidua, v'nikar u'miyuchad b'shmoy. We know what it is, it's recognizable, it has a very specific name, tamei. That can become tamei. And that can become tamei whether it has a base kibble, you can put things inside, or being that it's metal, even if it does not have a base kibble, even if it's something flat like a knife. But again, if it's the branch of a menorah, it's not a keli on its own, it's part of a keli. It still has to be assembled. And that won't become tamei on its own. It'll become tamei if it gets connected to the menorah. So really, it's not the name. What determines whether it can become tamei on its own is its usage. A knife is used on its own. A branch of a menorah is not used on its own. It's just that normally, something that's used on its own has its own name. That's what the Mishnah means. That's what we're going to see later, let's say the cover of a keli. The cover of a chalon pot is tar. It doesn't have a name on its own. We'll see more about covers of pots later, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, and their chilukei din. So right now you're telling me anything that has a name on its own, even if it's flat, if it's metal, it could become tamei. Right. Are there any exceptions to the rule? There usually are. The exception to the rule would be if it's connected to the ground somehow. And we're going to have 7 exceptions. In this list of exceptions, we're going to see things that have a name on their own. They're metal, but they're still not mekabel toma because they're connected to either a house or to the ground. Let's see. Sakta Mishnah, chutz, with exception to. Menadelis, the door of a house, that's one. Now, the door is not going to be mekabel toma even before you connect it, because it was made to be connected. Vayitra says in Mishnah, the second exception is umin haneger. This means a door stopper. Basically, it's an iron peg. It's inserted into the ground. One side is in the ground. The other side comes above the ground, and it blocks the door. Let's say you only want this door to open to the inside, not to the outside, so this is going to stop it. Third exception, min hamanul. Manul is a lock. It's not a specific kind of a lock, says the Batanura. Anything that's used to lock a door is called a manul. The pasuk in Shir HaShirim, al kapois hamanul. The fourth exception, v'hapoisa shetachas hatzir. Tzir is a hinge. Now, the way their doors worked is there weren't hinges to the side of the door that went to the post. Rather, there was a peg on top of the door and a peg underneath the door. And the peg on top of the door and the peg underneath the door went into a hole. So if the peg underneath the door would go straight into the earth, and you're going to keep opening and closing the door, eventually the earth is going to give in, and you won't have a narrow hole. You'll have a big hole, and the door will start swinging back and forth at the bottom. So what they did was, there was a small, like, cup that was called a poisa that was inserted into the ground, a metal little cup, and the peg at the bottom of the door went into this poisa. That's what the Mishnah means, the small cup, that's underneath the hinge, the peg that's underneath the door. The fifth exception is vatsir, the hinge itself, which we call this peg. The peg that's on top of the door and the peg that's at the bottom of the door. And so the door swings back and forth. That metal peg is not going to be mekabel toma, even though it has a name on its own. Six is vahakoida, a beam in the ceiling of a house. We're talking about a metal beam. Vahatsinar, that's the seventh one. Tzinor is like a gutter or a drain pipe. They're all metal kalim. They all have names on their own. But they still would not be mekabel toma, reason being shenasu lekarka. They're made to be connected to the ground or connected to a house, which is connected to a ground. As the Batanura explains, anything that is mechubel lekarka has the same din of the karka itself, and it's not mekabel toma.